We're joined by Jeremy Mishler, their alumni director. How are you, man?
I'm doing well. Good morning, Brett. Good morning, Michael. How are you guys doing?
You are far too peppy this time in the morning. I'm guessing yes. You've got kids.
I do have kids, yes. Yeah. 5, 3, 3 months. You just keep
all right.
Going.
Then you don't sleep. That's exactly why. You can always tell the non-parents when we go on location and we're somewhere because they walk in and they're wiping gunk out of there. I'm like, God, why did we ever let you people in the building? And then the parents walk in. They're like, hey, man, how you doing? Been up for 3 hours. I haven't slept actually since 1994. So you've got that look to you. You've got that parent kind of wild-eyed, you know.
Well, I appreciate that. It's certainly a practice look. And when you're in charge of alumni relations at a fine university like this, you're sort of in charge of pep.
And what is a weekend like this? We talked about it a little bit with Park, your athletic director. Rivalry weekend, Grand Valley's coming up. You got Matt Mitchell and company coming up from Allendale. We talked about it. I was out on the town last night and talked to a ton of people. Everybody wanted to talk about the game. It's got to be one of those times you don't have to set an alarm to get up for a weekend like this.
That's exactly right, Michael. I mean, everybody is calling us. Everybody is telling us their plans. They're looking forward to getting back to Big Rapids. Of course, as you know, the majority of our alumni still live in the state of Michigan, and a big, big portion of that are living in your listening area in West Michigan. And so this is an important game. It's an important game from a pride standpoint. It's an important game from thinking about people's own success and thinking about themselves as a bull. Dog and thinking about themselves as, hey, we got to get back to Big Rapids, make sure we're supporting our team.
Jeremy assumes we have people listening to the show.
No, we do. We do.
I do assume that because I can think of at least one colleague who listens every morning and gives me the word for word back.
The other thing I like,
that's
Jeremy,
never good news.
As the alumni director, you've got to have the color coordination with the ensemble there. I see a lot of maroon, a lot of gold. I could probably open up your closet and it's all maroon and gold, isn't it?
Yes, you can. Yes, you can. As being a 3-time graduate of Ferris State myself, I have a Bulldog wardrobe that is quite frankly unmatched, except perhaps by the football coach.
You know, one of the things that Michael alluded to is he hadn't been up here for a few years, and a lot of people do.
And I don't remember the last time, so I'm not responsible for that.
I understand that. And, you know, yeah. I get that a lot with alums. It's okay. You're not the only one.
I spent some time on campus at Ferris State when I was going to college. I just can't claim any of it in Congress.
I appreciate that.
The one thing that's interesting, though, is you get a lot of people going north, obviously, in the summer and everything. And they go past Big Rapids and probably haven't pulled in here. When you do, first and foremost, the library kind of hits you right there where it dead ends. Beautiful setup. You've got building construction going on. The new athletic facilities I've been a part of through the high school coverage the last 5 to 10 years and seen that grow. How important is a weekend like this to get people back because of what you want to do to increase donations and things like that, because they can see what's actually happening with their dollars.
Brett, it's incredibly important. I mean, you think about a rivalry like this, a Grand Valley rivalry, and people getting pumped up in general. And we think about how distinctive Ferris is to the state of Michigan and what it's doing in terms of enrollment growth and what we're building here in Big Rapids that then spreads out into 16, 17 other locations as students are thinking about their futures and thinking about the success that they want to have. And hopefully we want to see them have that in state. And we build off of this pride. We build off of this excitement. And when people are thinking about getting back to Big Rapids and people who haven't been here for a while pull in and they see the things that you pointed out, the library, they see the new Michigan College of Optometry building being constructed, they see the quality of facilities our sports teams have to compete and win at, and they say to themselves, yes, I'm a Bulldog and I need to do my part to be doing more for Fair State. And it's exciting. It really is. And it's what drives me every day to get up and what's driving. You know, we've got about 125,000 alums out there. Most of them live in the state of Michigan, and I can tell you right now, the spirit of pride and excitement runs through, but on a weekend like this, it is true crimson and gold.
We are live from the Rock at Ferris State University talking to alumni director Jeremy Mishler. Do you get like me? Do you get passive aggressive when you look at the college and the things they didn't have when you were a student? You're like,
like this facility?
Yeah, exactly. I look at a joint like this. I mean, I didn't go to Ferris. I walked in here yesterday during mealtime. I'm like, really? You got your own Mongolian grill? Awesome.
I really felt a connectedness to you, Michael, when we were talking about the fact that when we went to Ferris, we were just glad we could get a chicken patty. Now you come
right
here. And you can get that any way you want cooked up in your Mongolian grill, brick oven pizza.
Suddenly I'm a grandfather on a front yard like, hey, back in my day, we didn't have this kind of fancy stuff.
Exactly. And get off my lawn.
How old am I?
Who's getting old and being a dad now.
Hey, shut up.
I can appreciate that. I realize he did a little Just for Men so he could fit in with the girls this morning. I understand that.
That's beautiful. I love that. That's nothing better than watching a college-age girl go, excuse me, sir. Oh,
God, that's okay. Every day I am both a sir, but I have to tell you, one thing that's special about working on a college campus, especially a place like Big Rapids here at Ferris State University, is that you see young people, and more we're seeing folks of a variety of ages, a lot of veterans who are coming back on campus, and we're seeing these folks reaching for their dreams, and that keeps you young. I don't care how old you are.
Look at you, reaching for your dreams. You know, an inspirational moment. I think we just had one.
I'm trying to offer it to
makes
you.
Me
you
want to get
have
in.
Those listeners out there. I'm telling you, you got to give yourself more credit, Michael.
Yeah, it makes me want to get an education. I missed the mark on that one.
You know what's funny about Ferris State that people might not be aware of is I think how unique some of your programs are. I just was going through the top of my head driving up here. My brother-in-law and sister-in-law went through the pharmaceutical program. He's now the head pharmacist at Metro Health and their new hospital down there.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
I need to hang out with your relative.
Exactly. He also the professional golf management program. I don't think it's enough to do. I had a relative that went through that program and now is working at a golf course. And then the other thing you mentioned is optometry. And I know that's a new building, a new addition that's going on there. My best friend in high school, his brother went there, now owns his own business. It's amazing.
Yep. You know, as alumni director, and earlier I mentioned the Ferris distinctiveness and its purpose for the state of Michigan, which I think, you know, we're an institution that really is the model for what value in higher education is going forward. We think about those programs that you mentioned. And these are exciting fields where people are getting jobs and careers and things that they can build on for a lifetime.
I need one of those.
Yeah, I know you do.
How's your back-to-school program?
But we do have the most. You know, we are graduating the most pharmacists in the state. We are the only college of optometry. We were the very first PGM program. We do have the largest criminal justice program in the state. Nursing, we look at imagery and things that are happening in allied health. We look at all these cutting edge fields and you say to yourself, where can I get myself on track to be a part of that long term? You can come do it at Ferris State University in Big Rapids or at 16 other places that Ferris is connected with around the state.
If I didn't go broadcasting, I was going professional golf. The only problem is my golf game wasn't good enough to be a pro.
You got to have that 8 handicap, and they're real serious about
that. That was the only thing holding me back, Michael.
That was it?
That was it.
That was all? He could have filled in professional golf with anything other than broadcasting, and the same rule applies.
Well, he certainly got the look and the personality that it could have pulled it off.
Hey, there you go.
But you ended up,
I like
up
this
radio
guy more and more.
You don't have to have people watching.
Can you stay around for a couple more hours?
You better believe it. I'll be here.
You are kind of a walking hug. Just kind of, you know, like,
he's the alumni director. He knows everybody.
That's true. You can't really have a bad day as the alumni director. Get out of my way.
That's exactly
stupid.
It. My job is to make friends all day long, and it's easy to do when you're a part of a community that's excited, especially this weekend. So many things going on.
Jeremy Mishler, alumni director here at Ferris State University.